Saddam Hussein gave a defiant speech on Iraq state television today, urging his troops to strike at the invaders and promising that victory is near. As he finished speaking, Baghdad came under renewed bombing. Iraqi television today showed videotape of a U.S. Army helicopter guarded by Iraqi soldiers in a field south of Baghdad. The first wounded U.S. soldiers arrived today at Ramstein Air Base in Germany. And yesterday, up to 9 U.S. Marines died in a battle near the city of An-Nasiriya in southern Iraq. It was the most serious fighting in the war so far. U.S. planes bombed frontline Iraqi positions in the northern part of the country today for the first time since the war began. They struck an Iraqi army bunker and other positions near the line that divides Iraqi-controlled territory from the autonomous zone held by Kurdish militia forces. NPR's Ivan Watson is in northern Iraq. Ivan, where are you, and what did you see today?
Good morning, Bob. I'm in Chamchamal. It's a Kurdish-controlled frontline town within a mile of a ridge where you can plainly see Iraqi soldiers walking around tanks. Also, on any given day, make it up. And this morning, a couple of hours ago, out of the blue, we heard the sound of an airplane flying high overhead. Couldn't see it because of the clouds. The first time we've heard planes in this area. And then about 10 seconds later, a series of thunder explosions hitting that ridge. Six. They were so powerful, they shook the ground here, shook windows, sent birds flying in the air, sent civilians jumping into their car and driving out of town. It is the first, to my knowledge, airstrike by Allied planes against Iraqi frontline positions on this dividing line between northern Iraq and Baghdad-controlled Iraq. There have since been reports of similar types of attacks in other places along this front line, as well as the rumbling of airstrikes or some kinds of explosions coming from the northern Baghdad-controlled city of Kirkuk. That's about 20 miles west of here.
What was the response from Kurdish officials to these airstrikes?
Well, I spoke with the Kurdish military commander shortly afterwards. He was surveying the damage and how the Iraqi soldiers were climbing in and out of the bunkers and theoretically carrying some of their wounded in and out after the airstrike. He was overjoyed. The Iraqis on this ridge have been shelling the surrounding countryside for years periodically, and that shelling has intensified over the course of the past week. He was overjoyed at this chance to fire back because the Kurds do not normally shoot back at the Iraqis. However, he said he had no advance warning of this attack from the Americans, though there is a communication between the Americans and the Kurds. In fact, last night, an eyewitness said the man was getting rip-roaring drunk on whiskey. He had no knowledge this attack was coming today.
Are more U.S. forces arriving in the Kurdish area?
The top Kurdish officials have told journalists that hundreds of American troops landed over the course of the weekend at an airstrip outside the city of Sulaymaniyah. More are suspected to be on the way. He said there have also been special forces sighted daily at numerous positions around these front lines. And we're just getting word from colleagues in the central Kurdish-held city of Erbil that a briefing is planned by a top-level American military commander in the town of Salahuddin. That cannot be confirmed, but if this is true, it's a landmark change here. It's the Americans publicly acknowledging and speaking with the press and announcing that they are, in fact, here.
NPR's Ivan Watson in northern Iraq.